going up to the CMA with JJ and your group?
Well, it was definitely a different experience. It was good, though. It was a lot of fun, you know, just a good bonding experience to go up there and, you know, see some guys in you know, their craft and, you know, their professional hobbies and jobs and just a really cool experience. Great town, just a great time overall.
Bill talked about a special play you made that's indicative of where you're at and you're getting right now. On a pass play you went down
right
20 yards down. So talk about that play and where you're at.
Well, you know, it just feels good. It feels really good to be, you know, getting my range back. You know, I felt very limited last year and just kind of my health coverage and a lot of things I can do really on the field and really feeling like myself again and kind of feeling like I can, you know, play anywhere on the field and make a play anywhere on the field and just, you know, getting, like I said, that range back and feeling very explosive and very happy about that.
Just a matter of you still want 100%?
I mean, I guess so. You know, I mean, you know, it's basically talking with my doctor after the last injury, basically telling me that, you know, it could take up to a year and a half to really fully recover from something like this, especially back-to-back years on the same leg and really the degree of damage I did to that leg. So it was frustrating, you know, but at the same time, I'm a stubborn person and thought I can go out there week one and, you know, be myself. But, you know, I think the coaching staff and myself eventually convincing me that, you know, I couldn't do that. But really looking out for me, and I think it's really paying off this offseason just for how I feel right now. Well, I could train again. You know, I can work out again. So, I mean, that was the biggest thing, and I think that's what he means. You know, a lot of things I wasn't able to do last year, and I was very limited in the things I could do, and just really focused really every day on just getting my leg back, learning how to walk again at one point. You know, that's how far it went. It was just a very severe and a tough time that I had to go through, but it also limited a lot of my offseason of how I could really train and work out. So I didn't have any of those kind of setbacks this year and could really just go full go in the offseason. No. Well, both times really, actually. But, you know, the second injury was really a lot worse, you know, just because I was finally getting back. My quad and my whole leg still wasn't back from the first injury, and then you hurt the same thing again. So it was tough. It was tough. But, you know, it was a long time ago and, you know, just feeling a lot better, way better. Probably mentally, you know, because, you know, physically you're inhibited, but it really takes a toll mentally because it's something you don't want to, somewhere you don't want to be, you know, and especially the second time going through it. You finally get over the first time and then it happens again. You know, it's devastating. It's devastating, but, you know, I had a really good support system and a lot of people to help me push through it. And, like I said, you know, I'm just really happy where I am now.
Now, this particular defense has a lot of demands for your position.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, no question. I mean, I remember still going to the first and second game last year and really still learning. You know, Romeo's got a big playbook, and you said, it asks a lot out of the Mike linebacker and really everyone on the defense. You know, we got a ton of play calls, ton of different looks, ton of different schemes, substitutions, fronts, all that. So you really have to know what you're doing in all different situations and downs and distances and all that. But really the second year going into it, feel way more comfortable. Just even the OTAs, how much more smooth they're running and how much better we feel on defense, a lot more confidence. Guys are talking to each other, communicating, and we're anticipating things a lot more instead of really just trying to figure ourselves out and figure our defense and our identity. So, you know, we got that down, and now it's just building upon that.
And from a health perspective, do you feel 100%?
Yeah. If it's not 100%, maybe it's 98, 99. So, I mean, you know, I can say that up here and really mean it. You know, I've said it before and really haven't. So, I'm telling you the truth right now. So, no, I feel great and, you know, just, really excited to be back out there and, mentally the best I've been in a while because physically it's the best I've been in a long, long time.
Defensive minds always talk about in the NFL having one player at all three levels.
Right.
This defense has the possibility of having two at each level.
Sure.
It's special.
You know, we know we got really good players on defense, but the thing is, you know, we want to play together as one. Play really good, you know, we don't look at it as really levels, you know, D-line, linebackers, defensive backs. We look at it as just one defense. And every time we go out there, we have a lot of confidence and a lot of trust in one another. And when we do that, we can really come together as one and play as one. So it's a really good feeling with these guys.
Has he been someone that's been through the rehab process? Have you reached out to Javon Clowney? Has he asked you for advice?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're also right next to each other in the locker room, and we talk a lot. And you know, he's doing a really good job. And I know there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of people out there that want to see him play. And obviously he was an extremely high draft pick and very rare talent who's going to help this football team a lot. But at the same time, he's a young kid who's already gone through a pretty traumatic injury and has to be smart, take care of himself, and be out there when he's ready. And he will be. He will be. He's doing a really good job, and I've tried to just extend my knowledge as much as I can to him and let him know, you know, what he's going through is normal right now. He's going to have ups and downs throughout rehab and coming back, and that's just how it goes.
What is it like having Romeo Cannell call a defense and game plan for a particular team?
Well, it definitely gives you a lot of confidence, you know, when someone's up there in the front of your meeting and you know all the games he's won, the defense he's coached, and the great players he's coached. You know, I've been very fortunate. Been very fortunate with the defensive coordinators I've had in the league and played for. So, you know, Romeo is really kind of an icon. You know, and seeing him up there sometimes can be surreal. Just knowing that, you know, he's your coach, he's talking to you. But you know, he's got a lot of trust in us. We have a lot of trust in him, and you know, it's a two-way street. So, you know, we really appreciate everything he does. And like I said, it's a lot of confidence going to a game knowing, you know, he's making the calls and kind of studying and research he puts in all week to kind of attack an offense. Yeah. It's very deep. You know, it's a very deep group and very competitive. Max is doing great. You know, Max is one of the smartest, if not our smartest, inside linebacker, maybe the smartest guy in the whole defensive meeting room. You know, and, you know, I know that might be the first time you heard that, but he really is. Very good football IQ, very smart guy, knows the ins and outs of football. And anytime he gets the opportunity, he goes out there, he competes, he does well, makes a lot of plays, and just a really good football player all the way around.